This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Jeffrey, last name is Umbarger. U, M like Mary, B like boy, A-R-G-E-R. Date of birth 7/14 of 1961. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit from Mr. Umbarger with a history of chronic kidney disease, hypertension, chronic myeloid leukemia, and now an elevated bilirubin level being worked up. His last visit was October 25th of 2022. Last year, he rescheduled his follow-up visit in October after his oncologist told him it was all right to have an appointment within the next year. So he is here a year later. He was seen by a rheumatologist. He was placed on Plaquenil for arthritis pain, and it really didn't make any difference in the pain. So he is off that at this point. He does have a liver specialist who he's been following with, and he has noted a non-painful swelling. It's in the left side of his abdomen, in the upper and lower quadrant area. It is movable. When he lays down, it actually shifts laterally, and it's not as palpable or obvious as he's laying down, but it's still present. When palpated, it feels like a large fluid-filled cyst, and it's very non-tender. And it didn't seem to show up on his ultrasound of the abdomen. We have a copy of that. That was done 6/23 of 24. The kidneys look normal size, without cysts, without stones or masses. No hydronephrosis was noted. He did have a mildly enlarged spleen, 12.1 by 12.3. Actually, 12.3 is the largest measurement of the spleen, with the volume of 475 mLs. The pancreas appeared normal. Liver had some mild fatty changes, and without any lesions or masses noted. He did have cholelithiasis, and a possible 8-millimeter fixed gallstone was noted in the gallbladder neck. He was having no pain and still has no pain in the right upper quadrant. Currently, he feels well. He has lost weight, although they have been on a weight loss diet over the last 2 years. His weight is down 30 pounds in 2 years. And he's feeling very well, and his wife and him report that he's been eating a very healthy diet to achieve the weight loss. He's also off his cholesterol medications since his last visit. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, he's on Synthroid, 112 microgram daily, Tasigna, T-A-S-I-G, and like November A, 150 milligram, two capsules twice a day. Metoprolol extended release is 100 milligram daily, and Norvasc, 2.5 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight 206 pounds, pulse is 53, oxygen saturation is 98%, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, was 140 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen has that movable cyst. It's actually very large and soft and non-tender. It's in the left upper quadrant. It is about the size of a volleyball, maybe a small volleyball, and very soft, movable. And when he is supine, it lateralizes and flattens out quite a bit, but it is still present. It's more palpable laterally when he lays down. Extremities, he has no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 5th, 2024. Hemoglobin is 16.4 with normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine is normal, 1.14. Sodium, 143. Potassium, 4.3. Carbon dioxide, 20. Calcium, 9.6. Albumin, 4.7. Bilirubin, 2. Alkaline phosphatase, normal, 118. SGOT, 27. SGPT, 29. Urinalysis, negative for blood. Trace of protein, no white cells. He did have rheumatological studies done. The positive finding included a mitochondrial M2 antibody elevated at 149, and they're generally found in 90 to 96% of patients with primary biliary cirrhosis, and the HLA-B27 was also positive. IgE was low at 5. Complement levels were normal as well as immunoglobulins. Assessment and plan. 1, hypertension, currently at goal. 2, history of elevated, or stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, but currently stage 2. 3, chronic myeloid leukemia in remission on Tasigna. And 4, elevated bilirubin being followed by gastroenterology. The patient will have a follow-up visit with you for further evaluation of the soft fluid. It feels as if it's a large cyst or fluid-filled mass in the left upper quadrant. And he'll follow up with the gastroenterologist for the elevated bilirubin level and also the gallstones. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.